Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's happening, everybody? Well, the markets seem to be found, it looks like a bottom, and now they just want to go up. And again, this is part of the trading world and part of the investing world. As we said yesterday, right here, 25.2, 25.5. That's the key areas. If they fail to take those out, then we're going back down. Simple as that. If they take them out, then we may be going back to new highs. I mean, we're about, dead in the middle, a little bit past middle. But, again, it's the market. And, you have to think about how far you get people in and then, where do we go from there? As you watch markets trade, which, obviously we watch them all the time, they have little patterns that they leave. And, volatility has been getting crushed. But I think Thursday was interesting because volatility was holding up as the markets were going straight up. And these rip your face off strong rallies are usually meant to be sold. Now, again, we've been very clear as to, how we're going to play this and what we're looking for. So it's not like, we believe the end of the world is coming or the end of the world is near. I do expect and am expecting a very big correction. But, again, it doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. Once again, we've gone to ignoring anything out there that could possibly be construed as bad news. The last two big reports, very heavy inflation. The 10-year notes continue to climb higher as they try to push towards that 3%. Who's going to want to stay in the markets when, we get past that? And again, I'm not saying that, today is the day or whatever. I'm just giving you the warning. That's my job, is to keep you apprised of what I see happening and what I think I can go on. Obviously, I can't give you the exact because I don't know. But, when we look at rates now, 30s are at 3.15 and the 10s are at 2.9. How many people that are in the market on the fixed income type of setup are going to want to stay in the market if the 10-year gets over 3%. I mean, if the dividend of the market is 3% or approximately thereof, I mean, do you want to risk by being in the equity market and take a chance of losing your principal when your time horizon is not long? Or do you want to take a guaranteed 3%? Okay. Now, again, I personally believe, from my viewpoint, that you always want to stay in equities. Especially if you can hedge them. But also, I understand that many don't. And if you're on a strict fixed income, you won't. If you're 70, let's say 65, you will not be able to handle a 30% or a 40% haircut in this market, because you may not be around long enough for it to come back for you. That's how investing has to change, and your the way that you invest in different things has to change, all based on your time horizon. If you've got a lot of money and you're on fixed income, and your basic premise is to leave the money to your family, then you can stay in the market forever. However, if you don't have that and you need the money to live on, then you have to change the way you do things. If that core, you know, principle money has to be maintained, you have to be more careful. Now again, if you're hedged, then that doesn't matter as well, because you're creating your own dividend income out of the hedge and knowing that your principal is going to stay within a couple of percentage points either way. So there are ways to do anything. But again, it comes back down to you, the individual, and what are your needs and what are you looking for? Okay. And, you know, I think that, you know, you're looking at the world, you know, we get this greed factor. And I often wonder, you know, I listened to one of the news channels, and somebody was spouting off about Bitcoin and what a scheme it was, and, you know, greed. Well, I don't understand. I have to ask the question, are the stock market investors not filled with greed? Now, I'm not talking about just regular, you know, funds that are just running back and forth, you know, that are just trying to create a return. But if the stock market is not the same as Bitcoin from a short-term investor standpoint, I don't know what is. What would you call margin debt at record highs in relationship to what the money that people have? Are they not trying to get rich quick by investing in the stock market? Okay. I mean, again, call me what you want to call me, but I don't know. I can't call it anything else other than a bunch of people trying to chase the market, which happens every time we get to these crazy levels that, you know, you start to see people start to go crazy at trying to figure out how to get in and how to, you know, get that easy money. Right. But, you know, we have to understand that overall the markets themselves are like everything else. This is a bubble just like any other market. And again, you have to remember that bubbles don't have to pop tomorrow. They could be extended. So, you know, you cannot, you know, I can give you all the reasons why something should happen, but that does not mean that that's going to happen today. And this is, and I'm guilty of it myself. Listen, I'm no angel when it comes to stuff. I make plenty of mistakes when it comes to trying to time the market and don't want to miss out on the big down move that's going to come. You know, fortunately, I caught it last week. But again, this is part of the thing that you, the trader investor, need to work on, is your personal inside your mind. You remember Cool Hand Luke? Got to get your mind right, Luke. And that's something that we have to focus on, is getting our minds right so that we can continue to be successful and not get overly emotional about what's going to happen next. I find that if I were to pick one fault of traders, it would be from the mental side, be from the emotional side. And I think that is something that we have to focus on, okay, is to take care of what we see emotionally. In the meantime, emotionally, I'm emotionally invested in the highschoolinvesting.com. And certainly if you'd like to help me out and to help let these kids learn more, you can go to highschoolinvesting.com and check out the site. But then to help out, you can go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading. That's Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. Make a little donation. If you do, I will give you one free week of my advisory service. And just a reminder, tomorrow on Saturday, I'll be doing a webinar at 1 Eastern on futures trading. So check it out. And don't forget to check out libertytalk.fm. And you can download the Bubba Show there every day. You can download the Sporting Edge and Crypto Investor X on the weekends. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break. I'll be right back after the break with more. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, we have to obviously send out our condolences and thoughts to those in Parkland, Florida. What a tragedy. Another sicko kills people for no reason. But it always brings up the debate about guns and what to do about it. And certainly, you know my views. I'm a believer in the Second Amendment, but I'm not a gun owner. I've fired a gun maybe a couple times in my life, more of a rifle, a shotgun, you know, skeet shooting once, and just target shooting once. But again, I'm not against them. I think we should have the right. But I get always very upset about guns when they talk about, you know, well, the criminals, you know, if we got rid of the guns, we wouldn't have these terrible crimes. And I'm from the school that I believe that the criminals will always get what they need. Okay. The criminals are always going to have the guns. So you can put all the laws and all the restrictions you want, but at the end of the day, you're going to always get the bad guys are going to get the guns. The bad guys are going to have the illegal stuff. That's why they're bad guys. Okay. And so I think we argue the wrong side. Not me. I think that people, you know, for a political basis, argue the wrong side of the equation, which is you're never going to get rid of guns. You know, maybe you can put stricter controls on guns, but the illegal guns are going to be out there all the time. So if you strip those that are legal, then you're putting those people at a big disadvantage. And I think, again, I don't think it matters if you go back into any history in life or in the world. You know, when it came to illegal activity, I mean, did not the criminals always have the edge? Do we not try to hire criminals sometimes because they know more and they can help us save some things later? So I have to wonder why this debate of you know, illegal things, in this case, it's guns. Why it always comes back to, well, let's get rid of the guns. You cannot get rid of the guns because you cannot get rid of the criminals. Okay. And I think that's the bigger story that has to be told, is how do you keep them out of the hands of criminals? And so that's where I always get upset about this argument. And that's always the first thing you hear. You heard it from Hillary Clinton, and you heard it from, you know, Bernie Sanders. You heard it from all more of the left side, that the non-believers in the Second Amendment. And I go, that's great, but you know that the bad guys always are ahead. It's no different than the bad guys, you know, if we go back to the whale trade with J.P. Morgan, which we've talked about a couple of times. I mean, the whale trade, does anybody here really believe that he only made that trade once and they got fined $5 billion? I say he made it 50 times. He only got caught once. Okay. Do you think that Wells Fargo is the only bank that did those shady practices? No, but I think they're the only ones that got caught. Okay. So what we're looking at is, you know, the views of you know, legal versus illegal. Now, illegal obviously usually gets some higher returns, and of course they have a little bit more risk. You know, we come down to a risk reward model and everything. So the risk is X and the reward is Y. So of course, you know, the fines that these guys paid in this case, obviously it wasn't with lives, and it's not, I'm not trying to compare this to Parkland, but I'm trying to compare the illegalities that happen all the time. And which is why I always say that the criminals are always ahead of the legit. Now, maybe if our dead ass government would get off their dead ass and enforce the law is a little bit better. If we get the border control, and if we'd get, but it's not even border control. I mean, it even goes down to the sanctuary states and things like that. That's not what we should be having here. If we would actually become more rigid on our legals, on our, you know, our police and things like that. And it's not that the police don't want to be there. It's obviously these, you know, these stupid rules, okay, from these lawyers that end up in the system. I mean, and I understand lawyering, but I don't understand is why can't we make the rules stricter and the laws stricter so that we can at least maybe eliminate some of it. You're never going to get it all. Okay. Again, you can go back in history. The criminals are always ahead of the game. Okay. So we're never going to get it done completely, but maybe we can stay on top of it better. Maybe we can avoid one of these tragedies. And we have to do it in such a way that you can't give up our liberties, right? You know, we've given up a lot of liberties over the years because of certain things, and I don't think that's the right thing to do. I mean, again, obviously, because it didn't affect me, I had no problem with it. But again, in consciousness, I do know that, you know, I don't want to give up our civil liberties. I don't want to give up, you know, our rights to privacy. You know, I don't want the FISA warrants, you know, to come and look at stuff. And I think that's one of the things that we have to focus on. But I do believe that we need to enforce more of the rules and more of the laws better. I think we have to, you know, we have to have something done in the legal system that you can't always just get off on a legal technicality. All right. You know, again, I'm willing to do that. I'm not willing to invade privacy, but I am willing to, you know, see things that you should not be able to quite sneak out. Because, you know, how many murderers are on the street? They got off on a technicality. So that is one of the concerns that I see is, you know, how do we avoid that stuff? Again, is there going to be tragedies? There's always going to be tragedies because there's always going to be somebody who's got the guns. There's always going to be somebody who's got the weapons. It's an unfortunate situation, but it is a fact. Okay. And certainly as a parent myself, I would always worry about those things. I mean, listen, where I live in Deerfield, Illinois, you know, when my kids went to Deerfield High School, by the time they were done with school, you had to have they had locked doors and security guards. And you're not talking about a rough neighborhood. You're talking about an affluent area. Okay. The number one high school in the state at the time. But yet they had to be very careful of the outside. And I think that's something that, you know, you have to be aware of, because, you know, like markets, criminals don't announce their intentions. Nut jobs don't announce their intentions, what they're going to do. So preparation is the story and the answer for all of this. And that's only my concern. Okay. Again, because we get back to this debate about guns. And, you know, it's guns don't kill people. People kill people, right? I mean, so I think that, you know, in one of the strictest guns cities in the country, Chicago, they've got the worst gun violence anywhere. So, again, that goes back to always what I say is the criminals are going to be ahead of everybody. They're ahead of them in technology. They're ahead of them in stealing. They're ahead in everything. Again, that's the problem. We are much too passive a society and much too complacent about things instead of being prepared for these criminal activities, okay, and being ready for these criminal activities. We're just way, way too passive. We don't put ourselves in the spot to be successful. We put ourselves in the spot to fail. And of course, then try to fix it afterwards instead of thinking ahead. What do you think about? What do you think about all that, tongue twister? In the meantime, just to let you know, this is the Bubba Show, of course. And tomorrow I'm doing a webinar on futures. 1 Eastern Time, you can sign up for it at BubbaTrading.com. Free. Come on and join me. Hang out with me on a Saturday. And in the meantime, don't forget to download the show every single day. At libertytalk.fm, and you also can download The Sporting Edge and Crypto Investor X. every single weekend. And, you know, you can get some more info, as you know, that I love to educate. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horace. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I'll be right back with more on Friday with the holiday Monday coming up. A long weekend coming up. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horace will be right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, now that we're solving all the problems of the world, and of course, we know the markets are once again in that position. They're never going to go down again. We've seen this, you know, worldwide. And, you know, hey, so we warn you, you know, not to get too overly opinionated or involved. Again, we do believe that the tops are in. But that does not mean that they're going straight down. And, you know, I see where, you know, there's a lot of things going on. And Bitcoin is back over 10,000 and trying to make a run at it. Again, I say this almost every day. The cryptocurrencies, they're real. They're spectacular. And they're going to be around. Which ones? I wish I knew. I might start my own, the Bubba Coin. But, you know, we have to, you know, we have to be, you know, prepared, you know, at all times for whatever arises. I mean, you know, remember, the emotional state of people is really what drives markets more than anything else. And I think that's an issue. Now, I see where China was trying to take over one of the Chicago exchanges. And of course, why wouldn't they want to? It's a cash cow. You know, again, it gives them something, but, you know, the SEC blocked it. And, you know, again, I think that that's something that, you know, needed to be done. I think we've got, you know, I think we're losing control of our own country. You know, especially with this lower dollar deal. Again, a lot of bad deals getting made because of the price of the dollar. And I think that's one of the things I think that we are penny wise and dollar foolish, so to speak. By allowing our dollar to be at these levels, it actually gives foreign concerns a discount to buy up our property, buy up our companies. And I don't know that that's where we really want to be, in my opinion. Okay. I think that, you know, we need to maintain a hold on, you know, because many of these deals get done, and not done because they're good deals, but done because the dollars are cheap. Of course, that's what the Fed is depending on. But, you know, you're seeing a whole storm of garbage that we've now put out. And, you know, this is why the cryptocurrencies were born. This is why we're seeing this, you know, somewhat of a, what I call a financial revolution happening, because we've got way, way too many bad things that just go unrecorded. And it's a sad deal that we can't straighten out. But of course, this is the perpetual Ponzi scheme that is being run. You know, if they let if they came in and fessed up, okay, and said we ran it, it would create a lot more ramifications, and they're not ready to do that. So what happens, we continue to see the revolving door of, you know, pushing the debt down the road, doing all the things that that are not beneficial to anybody. But again, it's kind of like trying to hide the lie. We have our great Federal Reserve and our government trying to hide the lie so we can continue to try to print out more money. And of course, it's always about the money. But really, I mean, you know, the Fed itself is chasing its tail. And I'd be interested to see how Powell does. But, you know, for some reason, nobody believes that they're going to hike rates as much as they're going to have to. And again, this is not new. Okay. This time is not different. All right. There's going to be the same meltdown there always is. And there'll be the same rally back there always is. And that's just the way, you know, life goes. You know, I think that it's something that, you know, you have to focus on is to watch and see, you know, what we have going on. Because at the end of it, you're going to see some major problems. And again, it won't be the first time. It sets up always perfectly. And I mean, you know, did you notice, you know, last week when the markets were getting blasted, all the people that were buyers who kept saying, I'm waiting for a dip, I'm going to buy. And then the dip came, they didn't buy anyways because they were afraid to buy. And that, again, is more of the same stuff that we always talk about, is people become too emotional on either side. You know, when it's going up and the momentum is up, I love it. And a downtick, I hate it. Okay, instead of saying, I love it, why did I love it? Give me a better reason. Okay. And again, that's something that I think is just, from pure standpoint, is the very nature of the people that invest. The very nature of the people that trade. And this is, again, an issue, okay, that we have to deal with. But that's what the fact is that me and you and anybody who trades technically can play against the people that are panicking and the people that are doing the things that are absurd when it comes to these markets, because we're here to take advantage and put ourselves in the right spot. And that becomes always the same story. And it's, you know, my buddy Todd, you know, we're talking about oil, and I got a little jab from yesterday about the oil. We got over 61. Yeah, listen, I said I sell more, right? You know, again, I'm not telling you that, you know, it can't go up. I just don't see it. There's no reason that oil should be going higher here, in my opinion. Now, again, my opinion doesn't have to be right, but it is mine. And you know, opinions are like, we all got one. But, you know, again, I don't see any reason to believe that oil is going to go anywhere. Okay. Give me a reason why. Okay. Is the economy so good? Do we have an over-demand for oil? Is there going to be a shortage of oil? And the answer to those is no, and no, more no's. So, you know, I can make the same case for anything. But certainly, with all the oil that we have and whatever, I don't think it makes much sense. You know, I think that, again, I look for it to work much lower over time. Now, again, I don't ever talk about something happening tomorrow, but I think the time indicates and suggests that, that the markets are going to, you know, settle down and do their thing. Okay. And you know, again, oil, I see oil in the future back at 20 at some point. That's not this year. It's not this week, but I see oil going back to worthless. I see, you know, commodities, you know, grains and things. Now, again, why would oil be so strong and grains and everything be so weak? You know, it just, again, a lot of things just don't make a lot of sense to me. You know, but I guess we don't have to eat, so we don't have to worry about grain prices. But from just a straight up standpoint, I think that the overall view is that we're in a mess. Okay. And I think that we all get confused on what's good and what's bad and why things are going to go where they're going to go. And I think that is more of a statement of the leadership, you know, the Fed and those guys, because it's a constant battle. And, you know, we've got too many things that are screwed up and too many things that are never going to recover. Okay. And that's, again, that's just almost like trying to steal the old man's bundle kind of deal. You know, you watch what goes on and you watch the money that gets thrown in the garbage can. And why is there no fiscal responsibility on the Hill? When do we get our fair share of true responsibility? I find that to be troubling as well. I have a lot of issues with a lot of things, and I think that's something that is certainly one of the bigger problems that we need to address and that needs to be faced. But, you know, again, we'll see how it plays out at the end of the day. I think that there's a lot going on, but there's also a lot going on at my highschoolinvesting.com website. And of course, hopefully you'll check it out, and hopefully you'll check out patreon.com/BubbaTrading. But for sure, you got to go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show, the Sporting Edge, and Crypto Investor X, all of them. Keep us pumping them up. And of course, don't forget to get Bubba's daily update, which is available to you for free every day. I email you my update, which is done in a little video, 3 to 5 minutes. And all you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com and you fill out the little form and you're all set. No charge, no credit card, all free, just for you. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horace will be right back with more after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And I think there's a big platform out there right now and a big question about gambling. So let me poll my guys, my audience. Should gambling be legalized? Should sports gambling be legalized? And my answer is yes, it should be. Because, again, you know, we talked about earlier about guns and about the criminals are always going to get it. Well, the bookmakers are going to always get their money, all right? Whether it be you know, through legal chains or through illegal chains, you know. So you're never going to have to, you know, deal with you know, these problems. And I think that, again, from a revenue standpoint, making it legal, allowing people to bet that want to bet, because again, people are going to bet. That's it. There is no if, ands, or buts about it. Right? People are going to gamble. And why shouldn't the state or the feds or whatever get some piece of it if that would help? Now, again, you know, I'm not a government guy, but again, one of the reasons that it's taken, well, let's go back in history a little bit. When poker first started up, poker was hot, and of course it was all offshore, and the offshore places were killing it, making a fortune, and the government shut them down because they were making too much money and the government wasn't getting their little piece of it. Okay. Then, of course, you've had lotteries, you've had everything, but then you've got now a couple of states, and we have a lot of Indian reservations for casino gambling. But now there is, with the new VSiN, Vegas Sports Information Network, which is on Sirius XM Radio, you know, they've been talking about, you know, getting gambling legalized. And of course, I think that sports gambling should be legalized. You know, it used to be it was a concern because of the possible fixes, which we've seen over the years. But there's criminals everywhere. Okay. And the criminals are going to figure it out. But in the meantime, what did it have to do with the gambling? Okay. You know, it's like, you know, I just take my grandmother to the track. You know, she'd love to go to the racetrack. And, you know, we say, Grandma, the horses are fixed. She says, well, maybe I'll bet on the crooked horse. So even if a game is fixed, the bettor doesn't know, okay, whether it's fixed or not. But again, I don't think they do much fixing anymore because there's just too much money now. You know, it's not like before when guys had to work. So anyway, let's get back to, let's not get off topic here. So at the end of the day, all right, so now there's legislation, I think it's before the Supreme Court, but I think sports gambling should be legal. Fantasy gambling is legal because it's considered a game of skill. Well, I think I can make a case that sports gambling is also a game of skill. Okay, there are people that make a living betting on sports. Okay, so again, I think that it's a game of skill. I also believe that why not bring all that underground money out of the underground? Why not bring all that money to the top of the thing so that the government can get their fair share of tax on it? Okay. Again, I have no problem with taxes as long as I'm not paying them extra. Okay. I have no problem paying my fair share. What I don't like is that, you know, that this money flows, and this is a $1 billion industry. I mean, this is not, you're not talking about $5. This would have had the criminals, again, this is always one of the problems you have to be worried about and leery about. If the criminals in Atlantic City would have done what they're supposed to do, Atlantic City would be a beautiful place instead of a crap hole that it still is now. I mean, even the hotels are looking ranky, but that's because they stole all the money out of it. But if you do it right, there is so much money that comes out of it, okay? And it's free money that comes out of it because all you're doing is getting the taxes. Now, if you don't understand the formula, okay, on standard betting, standard gambling, the bookmaker, their job is to hold what they call 5%. Okay, and you pay a 10% vig on either losing or winning. It doesn't matter which side you pay it on, but you pay a 10% vig. Okay, it's 10% above. You know, if you lose 100, you lose 110. Okay, if you bet 100, you lose 110. So you're paying 10%. So the objective of the bookmaker is to get $1,000 on one side of the game, get $1,000 on the other side, and they make $100. So in other words, holding 5% of the total handle. So we know that the bookmakers win, you know, just by the pure nature of the business, by they try to round books. I think Las Vegas has never had, I think they may have never had a losing Super Bowl. Okay. But again, it comes back down to, it's just a numbers game. And so if we can get that alive, because again, the people are going to bet anyways, so why not put together and get that out there? And then let the government get their taxes. And of course, that then creates more industries as well. You now bring something that was in the back into, you know, underneath, and you bring it to the top of the fold now. So now you're bringing something into the legal world, which then allows you to support real estate, because places will have, I mean, a lot of it will be done online, but some places will have a building or a office. So you're bringing money there. If they open an office or a, you know, retail front, then that will then bring in restaurants and other things. So you stimulate the economy. So why not bring it to the forefront? Why not make it legal so that everybody can benefit? Because it's one thing if you could not do it, Okay, but you can do it all you want. There's a thousand sites that you can go to right now that are offshore that you can bet with. Okay, so you don't need anything. So it's already there. It's not like they're creating something that's not there. So why wouldn't we want to bring it to the forefront? Why wouldn't we want to go ahead and let the government get their tax dollars? Okay, but more importantly, create some new industry. Okay, it's like when OTB first became, you know, legalized. You know, you create a lot of restaurants, a lot of stores, and of course, the horse racing industry is dead. So you need something new, and you've already got slot machines. And what gives you a better chance, betting on a game or a slot machine? Now again, you know, slot machines, you virtually have no chance to win. Okay, there is no skill involved in playing the slot machines. So I think there's a lot of good reasons to believe that we should see and have legalized gambling. I think that it makes a heck of a lot of sense, okay, because, you know, it just cleans up everything better. And I think that that's really the story. And I think you then bring those billions of dollars that are bet in the underground and you bring them in. Now, listen, you're not going to get them all because, again, one of the nice things about bookmakers is you get credit. You know, when you bet with a server, when you bet with a legal place, you get no credit. You got to put the money up. So, again, I think it's something that needs to be discussed. I think it would be healthier for the economy. Again, it's not like we're creating a new industry. It's something that's been there forever. And why not make it legal and bring it to the forefront? That's just one man's opinion. That one man is me, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, this is the Bubba Show. And I want to remind you, tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern time, I'm going to be doing a futures webinar. You are welcome to come. It is free. There is no charge. You can sign up for it at BubbaTrading.com. All right. And, don't forget to download the shows every day, at LibertyTalk.fm. That's the Bubba Show, which is every day. That is Crypto Investor X, which is on the weekends, along with the Sporting Address on the weekends. And I want to wish all of you a great holiday weekend. This is a 4-day weekend for many, or 3-day, X 3-day weekend. But in the meantime, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy. If you get the holiday off, enjoy it. We'll see you back here on Monday either way, because I'll be here on Monday. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.